Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the death of VPSO Thomas Maydole, and the community of Manicotac honored him on that day. KYUK's Charles Enoch has more.
March 19 marks the tragic day when in 2013, 54-year-old Maydole was shot and killed in the line of duty while responding to an incident. His death sparked a legislative movement to arm VPSOs across Alaska. But yesterday in Manicotac, the residents remembered the difference he made in their community. Manicotac City Administrator Nancy George.
When VPSO Maydole was hired, in a short period of time, he had a great impact to this organization, to the community, to the elders, to the school students. His service as a VPSO in our community impacted all community members, young and old.
Maydole was known to put extra effort into serving his community, and George says he would do extra patrols in the village, rarely took days off, provided transportation to pedestrians, and regularly showed up at school to verbally encourage the students. For these and other valued services, Manicotac took the anniversary of his passing to honor and celebrate the life of their beloved VPSO.
The community of Manicotac is encouraged to take a moment of silence at this hour from 3:30 to 4:30, saluting our fallen VPSO.
The post office and the school in Manicotac hung their flags half-staff in commemoration. All of the city office employees were excused early. Also, their church held a memorial service in the evening. And the residents are looking forward to a Thomas Maydole Memorial Basketball Tournament later this weekend. Meanwhile, Alaska House unanimously passed House Bill 199, which would arm VPSOs. If the bill is signed into law, he will forever have made a difference throughout the state. Reporting for KYUK in Bethel, this is Charles Enoch.